This is the Thriving Dentist Show with Gary Takacs, where we help you develop your ideal dental practice, one that provides personal, professional, and financial satisfaction.
Welcome to another edition of the Thriving Dentist Show. I'm Gary Takacs, your show host. Very excited to bring my friend Jordan Comstock as a guest on the Thriving Dentist Show. Jordan and I are going to talk about all things related to in-office membership plans. We'll talk about what in-office membership plans are, how to successfully incorporate those into your practice, and how to use in-office membership plans as a marketing tool to attract more quality new patients in your practice. But before we get to that interview, I have an exciting announcement to make. We're introducing a new segment to the Thriving Dentist Show called Top Clinical Tips with Dr. Leanne Brady. Now, many of you will recognize Dr. Leanne Brady as a brilliant clinician. She's not only a practicing dentist, but she's also the clinical director at the Pankey Institute in Key Biscayne, Florida. The concept behind these top clinical tips is Lee is going to cover a topic that relates to a quick tip that you can use in your practice to develop more success clinically, perhaps to become more efficient. She'll talk about different materials that she's using and different things that will make the clinical experience in your practice more successful. Very excited to bring you these top clinical tips. Let's go ahead and dive right in. Here's the first top clinical tip from Dr. Leanne Brady.
So for today's top clinical tip, I wanted to talk about a new little piece of small equipment that I'm actually in love with. And so I've been using chairside air abrasion or chairside etching with particles for many years in my practice. I think it's a super important piece of doing very quality adhesive dentistry. And one of the things for me that I always struggled with is no matter how important I know it is, it was a hassle. So you're having to load the equipment with the powder and the powder gets everywhere and it's not a nice, convenient handpiece to hold in your hand. It's a big piece of equipment. And about a year ago or so, I actually had a really good friend who recommended that I try this device. And it's called the Etch Master, just the way you would think of it. So E-T-C-H Master, Etch Master. And of course, it was developed by a dentist because all the geeky little tools are developed by a dentist looking for a better solution. And it's absolutely my favorite. And so I've got one in every operatory now. So the whole handpiece is maybe about 2 inches tall, and they come in a four-hole or a three-hole variety, depending upon your operatory equipment. And you just hook it to the line on your equipment in your operatory. And then what you do is you buy pre-filled little plastic inserts that go in the top of the handpiece, and they come in small, medium, and large, depending upon the volume of the particles that you want. So are you just cleaning a prep, or are you etching the inside of a zirconia crown, or no, you're actually going to do a class one cavity prep with air abrasion, so you need a larger volume of particles. And it already has a built-in tip, so after you put the little plastic pre-filled cartridge in the end of the handpiece, then you pull the tip out, and when you extend it, then it allows the powder to be freed up so it can come out, and then you're good to go. And they make the little pre-filled tips in every possible particle size you can think of. So the most common one we all use is 30 micron aluminum oxide. That's what we use to etch zirconia and to clean preps typically. But they also have really fine particles, sodium bicarb, if you want to use it as a replacement for a Profijet, all the way up to really large particle glass beads that you can do small preps with. So it's this unbelievably cool, easy, convenient device. It's so nice to not have to fill the powder, take a big bottle and pour it out and have it get everywhere. And it's my other favorite thing, it's inexpensive. So the whole thing is, I think, under about $250. And so you can find the Etchmaster on a website called Grauman Dental. But if you are doing any kind of chairside air abrasion, this is going to just transform your life and make it so much easier. And my big unit that I used to use, I have in my laboratory now, and we use it as a lab etcher. So it still gets to have great use. So hopefully, if you're not doing chairside air abrasion, this might get you curious about an easy way to do it. And if you are doing it, you have a cool new little tool called the Etchmaster you can try out.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, my guest on the show today is Jordan Comstock. Hey, Jordan, how are you?
Doing good, Gary. How are you doing?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. It was awesome to see you. I guess it was a couple weeks ago now when you were down in Scottsdale for the Voices of Dentistry conference.
Likewise. It's always good to put those voices or those faces to the voices or whatever the saying is.
Yeah, that was really fun. Of course, we'd met before, but it was just fun seeing you again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's fun seeing you again and meeting everyone down there at the Voices of Dentistry in Arizona.
Hey, we're going to talk about all things membership plans, office membership plans. Hey, Jordan, it's been a while since you've been on the show. Would you be kind enough to give any of our new listeners, or if it's been a while, would you be kind enough to give a little bit of your background for our listeners?
Yeah, background. So again, my name is Jordan Comstock. I am the founder and CEO of BoomCloud, which is a dental software that allows practices to create, organize, and automate an in-house membership program. Been in the dental industry for over 10 years. I started out as a dental lab technician, so on the clinical side. And as I was there at the dental lab, had a lot of buddies that were dentists, and we heard a lot of their issues, and they would vent to us about dental insurance. And I asked myself, there's got to be a better way to help these guys. So that's kind of how I got started. And in my early days, I studied UX design, which is software design, and marketing. And as I was going around, I found a practice that was offering a membership program, and I just got really curious about how they're doing it, and decided to create a software tool to help them do that in the industry. And now we're across the nation and even into other English speaking countries. And it's been a fun ride, Gary.
Hey, that's cool to know. We actually have listeners in 160 countries.
160
countries. We want to get in 195, according to the UN. That's the number of unique countries. And our goal is to get in 195. So as a listener, if you know any people in obscure countries, tell them about Thriving Dentist Show so we can keep adding to the list.
I just know a bunch of people from Brazil.
Okay, we got Brazil already.
So,
but maybe they know. Maybe they know someone. Maybe they know someone. But hey, yeah. Jordan, he didn't use this descriptive in his background, but he's a nerd. And I use that as a term of endearment because I am one too. But do some very cool things. Jordan, just in case our listeners aren't familiar with what a membership plan is, would you give us a little descriptive of what in-office membership plan is?
Yeah. So the easiest way that I explain it is it's much like Amazon Prime, but for your dental practice, where a patient pays a monthly or yearly fee to get access to certain discounts and benefits to your practice, right? And a good example of a membership program would be you charge the patient between $150 to $299 a year, depending on what you're offering, and you're giving away some cleanings in that fee, and then some discounts like crowns and bridges, and other restorative care treatments that you can do. And the patient subscribes to your office, and it's a way to reduce dependence on dental insurance, or give an alternative to dental insurance for your patients. So that's kind of a quick, overview of what a membership program could look like.
Cool. There's a lot, of course, with BoomCloud, they can kind of structure it any way they want.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what I have shared with my clients, may I share a construct that might be worth our listeners considering?
Yeah, let's hear it.
So come up with a fee. For example, I've recommended to our clients that maybe that fee is $197 a year for the first person from the family.
Uh-huh, yep.
And that would cover their two hygiene appointments a year, two cleanings a year, and exams and x-rays. And if you think about that by itself, it's a pretty darn good value.
Oh, yeah.
And don't get chintzy with the x-rays. Hopefully you're taking them digitally. You should be now. And
hopefully, yeah.
Yeah. And what is your cost? I mean, you might argue, well, I've got my assistant cost. Well, you're paying your assistant anyway.
So I have all that details for you. It's pretty cheap.
Right. It's cheap. Take, but you know, you're going to pay your assistant anyway. So, really you don't, it's your time and you don't have any cost. So, take Bite Wings, take Full Mouse Series, take PANS, take 3D imaging if they're needed. If it was a kind of procedure where that was needed, I'm not suggesting overtake x-rays, but take what's needed. Think about that $197 for the two, that's a heck of a value. You might, and just hypothetically, you might make it $147 each additional person in the family. So that could be their spouse, that could be family members. And I would suggest that you be liberal about who is included as family members. You want them to all come.
Yeah, it's so, more, just more patients, right?
More the better. So maybe it's, it could be nieces and nephews and other family members as well. And then come up with a percentage, and I might suggest a 10% discount.
That's what I would recommend too. Yeah.
By the way, we've tested. So the 10% discount would apply for any service in your practice that they have done. As long as they're a member, they get a 10% courtesy, a 10% discount. Now, I don't like the 10% discount, Jordan. I mean, just, as a business owner, I don't like that.
Yeah.
But it's a heck of a lot better than the 38 to 42% discount you'd be exposed to in PPO, in most PPO plans.
Absolutely. And the good thing about offering discounts is that's what most people in the markets out there are looking for, a discount, whether it's dentistry or a TV or anything else, discounts do help. Make that decision. Yeah.
Can I just say two words to help our listeners understand that?
Yeah. Let's hear it.
Black Friday.
Black Friday. Yeah. Yep. That's a great example of what discounting does for a business. Obviously, in my opinion, I think, dental insurance, if you're using, if you're contracted with PPOs, the discounts are pretty steep. And like Gary says, offering a 10% discount, yeah, it may feel like a lot, but at the same time, it's fair, in my opinion.
It's a lot less expensive than you'd be subjected to under the PPO plans.
Oh, totally, yeah.
We've tested across my client base, we've tested 20%, 18%, 15%, 12%, 10%, and 8%. And what we learned was that 10 was the sweet spot where it motivated people to respond. And the same number of people responded at 10% that responded at 20. So if you've given away 20, you've given away more than you need to. Just information for you. But we love it. It's a great way. And you could then do some very specific marketing, like no insurance, no problem. Ask us about our TLC membership plan.
TLC,
however you want to name it. Now, can we take a deeper dive?
Yeah, let's take a deeper dive. I'm ready.
Let's get into regulations. There's some regulations. There's some nuances that would be important for our listeners to know. And you have the latest greatest on that because obviously this is your business. But would you talk about, some of the latest information that our listeners need to know if they're going to institute a membership plan?
Yeah, absolutely. So the biggest thing, when I started this company, regulation was always the biggest question, right? Across the nation. I'm not an attorney, but I can research and I can ask attorneys, right? But the biggest thing is that practices think that it may look a lot like dental insurance, right? But in reality, it's not. So if you're going to set up a membership program, I would really focus on making sure that you're not calling it insurance when you're talking to patients.
Yeah, that's an important detail because
– very important.
Well, insurance is highly regulated.
It's highly crazy. It's so crazy regulated that you don't want to be wrapped up in that.
You don't
want
to be in that business.
No.
For example, you have to have reserves. There's all kinds of requirements, which is why you can't call it, your own in-office dental insurance plan.
Yes.
It is so not that.
Yeah, that's the first thing you want to do is don't call it dental insurance.
We call ours our TLC membership plan or TLC savings plan. What can they call it?
Smile clubs is what I've heard. Membership programs, discount plans, which I think you and I talked about this last time on your show, but we both didn't like the word discount. Membership.
I just don't like
savings.
I don't like that label. Discount,
I don't either.
To me, sounds cheap.
Savings
sounds good. I like in-office savings plan
is popular. In fact, I think most of our users that use our software call it a savings plan. I like membership plan just because that's just how – that's just my opinion and what I tend to flock to. So Smile Club, dental savings plan, membership program, discount plan, but don't do it. Don't do discount. That's typically what I see out there. Trying to think if I've heard anything else. I like your name, Gary, what you call
it. We call it TLC, Tender Loving Care.
Love it, yeah.
And we either call it membership plan or savings plan. And
so I think
it's been a real practice, but it symbolically, it allows us to reach out to people and say, hey, we're family people. We understand budgets. We get it.
Yeah.
We want to do something to help people that don't have dental insurance. And we can help you with that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And by the way, more and more people don't have dental insurance, and that's a good thing. Is it? Well,
myself included, Gary.
Yeah. And it's a good thing.
It's a great thing for a practice because it gives you an opportunity to build, you know, these membership programs. You know, and there's so many benefits to a membership program, both on the business or practice side and on the patient side. It's a wonderful tool. So let's continue with some regulations here.
So keep going with the regulation side. So we don't want to call it insurance. You've given them some suggestions on what it could be called. Keep going.
Yep. So, and the next thing that I've done some research here is, and this is kind of newer, a newer law that has come to play here in the industry, which is really exciting for nerds like me, Gary. There's a law that's called DPC or Direct Primary Care Law, and this is, you know, in the medical industry, in the dental industry, all the industries that deal with health. But it's called direct primary care. And what this law is it allows practices to create, you know, these membership programs because, you know, dealing with direct, you know, care with the patient in the practice, allows them to create them. States are recognizing that this is not dental insurance, which is really, really cool to see this happen across the nation. I have tons of resources on our website that I can share at the end of the podcast, Gary, where they can see their state and their information. But, you know, in DPC, you know, direct primary care, you don't call it dental insurance. That's the first thing. And then in a lot of states, you can create what is called a medical retainer agreement or a direct patient agreement. And what that agreement allows you to do is it allows you to bypass any insurance regulations in the majority of states out there that so you're not recognized as an insurance provider, which is a good thing. We don't want that.
Yeah, you do, right? You want to stay as far clear of that as you can.
Yeah, we want to stay as far away with that as we can. It's not a good thing. So a medical retainer agreement allows you to bypass, you know, and it allows the insurance commissioner not to interfere with what you're doing, which is, in my mind, is a positive thing, right? And why we need DPC laws, because there is some of that gray area that a membership program can look, you know, similar to insurance. And I think the states are you know, seeing this strategy in practices in the medical side and the dental side, and they're realizing that it's a wonderful thing. It's another option for patients to get healthcare and dental care, and it's a good thing. So DPC law, look it up. I've got a ton of resources on our website. I've written an article about it with a ton of links to you know, each state. And
we'll put your website up in the show notes. In fact, we'll talk about it at the end.
Yeah,
I'll
send you the exact link there for this resource here. But yeah, it's pretty simple. You just need a medical retainer agreement to help you bypass all those. And the cool thing is there's some states out there that I know have some pretty harsh regulations when it comes to these membership programs. But after doing my research, they have these DPC laws, which bypass, you know, the practice from any insurance commissioner regulations, right?
Nice.
So, which is very, very hopeful for me, right? This has been a long journey for me to help the industry with this concept, and to see that the states are finally getting it, I guess.
I'll tell you, it's
so cool.
I'll share my bias here, and I think you'll appreciate it, Jordan. But I think every office in the planet should have an in-office membership plan.
I agree.
Because of the advantages. You know, you helped me understand something a couple of years ago. And this is something I see very commonly. Uh-huh. Many dentists only and team members only market this to their existing patients.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And if they do that, I believe you may help with retention, but you're really missing on the opportunity to market this to your community.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so if you're the kind of office that is only offering it to your existing patients, I think you're making a mistake. Can you talk a little bit about the marketing and the way a practice could grow their practice through an in-office membership plan? I want to focus on that a little bit, because I really believe that you can grow your practice very intelligently and very strategically by promoting this in your community.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the exact same thing that we're seeing here. Some practice, they started out just marketing it to it internally. That's a good thing. But in my opinion, and based off, you know, what I've seen helping practices with this in the industry, is that when you market it, you know, do external marketing and market it to your community, you're going to generate more patients to your practice that are loyal and that are typically uninsured, which is a good thing, right? That's where the opportunity is here. And a good example of that is my good friend, Dr. Brady Frank. We've helped him set up his membership program. And before they launched and started using our software to help manage it, they did, I think, a month of pre-marketing, or maybe 2 months. And what they did is they created their I know you like digital marketing, but they decided to do direct mail marketing.
There you go.
And I think within a month, they had like 300 new patients sign up for their membership programs. Yeah, it's insane what they were able to achieve there. And I looked at their metrics the other day, and they're growing. They're growing fast.
Can I share a case study with you?
Yeah, let's.
So this happened in our client base. The owner of a small company contacted the doctor. He heard about the membership plan.
Oh yeah.
And he said, "Hey, listen, I heard about your in-office membership plan. I own a small company here about 2 miles from your dental office. We have about 100 employees. And we looked into buying dental insurance, and we simply couldn't afford it. The premiums were too expensive, and we couldn't, totally. It wasn't in our budget. We couldn't do it. But I heard about your membership plan. Could I buy, as the owner of this company, could I buy 100 memberships for my, a membership for each one of my, employees? And here's how I'm thinking of using it, doc. I would like to provide that as a benefit. They'll get their two cleanings, exams, and x-rays a year as part of that membership plan. And then anything additional, if they need any dentistry, then they'll pay for that themselves out of pocket, but they'll get the 10% discount. Can we do that?
Yeah. That's so cool.
So what's the
that
answer?
Happened to you?
If you were the dentist, how would you answer that question? Can we do that, doctor?
Gosh, if 100 patients, of course.
Yes. And literally that's what happened. 100 patients came in.
Wow. That's so cool.
And so you could market that. You could market it on Facebook. You could market it.
Oh, yeah.
I like digital marketing, but not to.
So do I.
I don't want to, discourage analog marketing. Like Dr. Frank, Dr. Brady Frank had a great experience with direct mail. Yeah. You could market that if you want companies to look at this. Market on LinkedIn. Who's on LinkedIn?
Yes. Yes.
Executives and owners.
Yeah.
And so put an ad on LinkedIn that says, does the cost of dental insurance not work for your budget? We have a solution.
Boom.
Boom.
That's
cloud.
It. Yeah.
Boom. Cloud.
I think,
boom.
boom. Cloud.
Okay. I'm kidding.
I think targeting businesses is definitely a great strategy, because then you sell to one person, and then you get, in your example, Gary, 100, right, patients. And you only sold to one person, which I think is a great way to leverage, sales and marketing.
Well, literally
to target.
In this case, the owner of the company literally came to the office the next day with, it was $19,997 because it was 1997. Almost a $20,000 check, brought it by the next day. And what a nice quality addition to the practice. What else? So we've Dr. Brady Frank used direct mail. I just shared the story about the local business
owners.
What else could people do to market this to the community?
Yeah, I've seen, well, our good friend, Dr. Christopher Phelps, he does presentations, and he targets the 55 and up communities, and he does presentations.
And is the theory there that, it would be the idea of saving a little bit of money would be appealing to that demographic?
Oh, absolutely. That demographic is perfect for this, right?
So you could do that perhaps at, they have, we're in Arizona, and we have younger retirement communities.
Oh, yeah.
You know, these aren't perfect. People in their 90s. These are people like 55 and older.
55 and older. Yeah, that's the perfect, I think, demographic, you know, for these. So Dr. Phelps went and did just these presentations, and he bought them, you know, dinner and used the law of reciprocity, and they eventually became membership patients, which is another
law of reciprocity. If you're new to this, comes from Caldini, the marketing experts. He wrote the book Influence and Persuasion. Persuasion.
Yep, I got those books on my desk right now.
So Robert Caldini. And so maybe you host a dinner and make a simple 15-minute presentation about your membership plan and invite people to become members.
Yeah. Educate them a little bit on dental care and you're good to go.
Sure. What about going to the other group? I have sensitivity to young families. You know, young families have, they're getting started. Maybe they're buying their first houses. They're raising their kids. How can we reach families maybe in their late 20s and early 30s?
Yeah. Social media, Facebook, Instagram, all these awesome social media tools out there. A lot of the times you can do it for, free to really cheap to,
the
promote
best
the
group,
word.
The best group to reach right there?
What?
Mommy bloggers.
Oh yeah. That sounds perfect.
Right there. In every community, there is a,
got a lot here in Utah.
Big time. And imagine getting some influencers on the mommy blogger universe to talk about your, they're always talking about how to save money and it's a genuine, community of helpfulness. And imagine, a young mommy blogger says, "Hey, I discovered how to save 10% on my dental expenses. Thought you'd like to learn this." What a great way to reach out and bring in another subset into your practice.
Yeah. And that's, again, you're leveraging somebody else's audience, right? With the mommy bloggers. I think that's a fantastic way to, go about spreading the word for your membership program online,
Right. Right. I want to emphasize that whenever you attract people that don't have insurance, there are some. Recently I asked the question. I was speaking and I said, "Is it a good thing or a bad thing when your patient doesn't have insurance?" And it was. I saw some people in the audience like, "Is this a trick question? Is that a trick question?" And actually, I heard both answers. Uh-huh. Most of the people said it was a good thing.
Yeah.
But there were some that says, no, it's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing.
But I just want to go on record as saying, I think it's a great thing because then you're completely outside of the construct of insurance and all the limitations and all the negativity, and you're outside of the bounds. And the patient's not going to ask you, are you in network? Because there's no network to be in.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I think it's a good thing. And if there's any listeners that are not quite convinced of that, I hope that we've helped persuade your thinking.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think, people that don't have dental insurance, it's a great opportunity for those practices that do have, the structure to create and sell these membership programs to the patients. It's a fantastic opportunity in my mind, because you as well as others that have membership programs that they can be an amazing tool to help generate recurring revenue for the practice, which is, in my mind, a wonderful, on the business side, a wonderful model that allows practices to have some predictable cash flow in the practice. Right. A business guy, that's one of my favorite topics to talk about, is the predictable cash flow that these membership programs could help structure in the practice.
Could I stay in the weeds with you for a little bit?
Yeah, that's it.
Do you like to automate the annual payment?
Yes. Yes, that's
so. Talk about how you do that through MoomCloud.
Yeah, so we've got our software allows practices to automate, payments, whether they're monthly or yearly.
And let's also go there. I want to know your opinion about, hypothetically, let's say we're doing 197 for the year.
Okay.
Or theoretically we could say, or $20 a month.
Yeah. So
I made it, you know, obviously that's more expensive. That'd be 240, but
yes, that's what you want to do if they're going to pay me.
Because you're going to, for example, I just looked at my motorcycle insurance the other day and I could pay this premium for the year. Or I could spread it out in monthly payments, and it ended up being more expensive to pay it monthly because there's some admin costs.
Yep, absolutely.
Or you could prepay it for the year. You know, so the same thing here. And would that be a good ratio? And I just throw those numbers out. 197, if they were doing that for the annual, would 20 a month be a proper ratio there?
Yeah, that I do see that a lot. Where if they pay monthly, it's going to be higher at the end of the year if they calculate.
So that
the
was
costs.
A little bit more. It was maybe like a 15% premium to pay for it monthly instead of paying for it annually. The difference between 200 and 240.
Yep. That's exactly what you should do if you're going to offer these. So automate. that Amazon Prime is a great example to copy their membership program, right? They've got, you pay what, $100 a year, and then every year it auto-renews. Auto-renews, you obviously have to mention this in your agreement with the patient, but that's, I'm really big on that because you want to retain those patients, and it feels like they're paying for, a premium for, like dental insurance, but it's obviously not, and it's more direct. Right. And more patients are definitely open to that because they have to either way. Right. In my opinion, there's no laws that are regulating, that a patient has to go and buy dental insurance. They can go buy a membership program.
So you've got the paperwork there that the patient would sign, the authorization form and so on.
Yeah. So we have some templates on our site, like the medical retainer agreement, which does talk about the automation, monthly or yearly renewals, things like that.
And so of course your forms are compliant.
Yes.
Legally compliant.
Yep.
I want to stay in the weeds. There might be some listeners here that said, Gary, I wish I would have heard you before I did my membership program because I offered a 20% discount. I wish I would have heard you say 10 before I did mine. Is there anything wrong with, and just hear me out on this, and we didn't talk about this ahead of time, Jordan, so we're just,
no, you're fine.
We're freelancing this.
Yeah, we're freelancing.
Is there anything wrong with saying, okay, we're going to grandfather our existing clients that are in our existing patients that have the 20, we're going to keep, because we don't want to take anything away from them. We're going to keep, but starting on March 1st, the new patients that can come in are going to be coming in at a 10% discount. Is there anything wrong with that?
I encourage that, right? If a practice decides that maybe they need to change, pricing structure or, discounts, grandfather those patients in. I think that's a wonderful tactic.
It's hard to
right?
take something away if you...
It's very hard. Yeah. You don't want patients that... And again, that goes back to, giving them a good experience. We don't want to give them a bad experience with this. So if for any reason you realize that maybe your numbers are off or you want to change things, grandfather those patients in. We actually helped a practice do that a couple months ago, that they realized that they wanted to maybe charge a little bit more for their plan. And I'm like, look, grandfather these patients in and then keep doing external marketing and grow and continue growing this. The good news is you're not losing money. Cause we did an analysis on their plan. They weren't losing money on the membership fees. It was just the doctor wanted to update things and change things, and that happens. Right. So yeah, I think it's definitely a good strategy to grandfather people in, and then if they cancel and re-sign up, they sign up for the new prices or discounts.
We've done that with many of our clients where, they didn't really think out the discount, or maybe they thought they had to offer 20 or 20. I even saw one at 25%.
I've seen the biggest one is 30. And I'm like, you might want to rethink that.
Rethink it, because I mean, now you're getting into the stratosphere of PPO plans.
It's like,
So 10%, I'll be candid. I don't like the 10% discount as a business owner, but I love the symbolic rolling of the red carpet out for people in the community that don't have dental insurance. And I can make that work. I can make that work within the practice.
And I'm sure, at least this is what I hear from other practices, that when they offer these discounts, it does help, increase case acceptance, which essentially can make up for that discount.
Absolutely.
Right? With because a lot of the procedures that practices are doing are have good margins, you know, from what I've seen.
They do. And, you know, it becomes a tool kind of on your tool belt to help make care more affordable for them.
Totally.
Occasionally I'll hear from some team members that say, oh, it sounds complicated to do this. You know, just a membership plan.
I hear that all the time.
So debunk that.
Yeah. Well, it's not complicated, right?
Doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be.
In my opinion, I think a lot of practices try to complicate it more than it should be, meaning they create 9 different plans with 9 different price points, right? And I've seen that actually. And I tell them, I'm like, look, if you're going to do this, your staff, you know, better, you know like the back of their hand, each of these plans and how to sell them, because it's definitely going to be harder for the patient to understand and for the staff members to sell it. So in my opinion, I think most practices need to keep it really simple.
Well, do you know your plan, Gary? Do you know the acronym KISS, KISS?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Go ahead and
keep it simple, silly.
There you go. There's other
keep
ways.
Keep it positive.
Right. We'll keep it positive. Keep it simple, silly. But Jordan's right on. Because you know, if it takes a MBA to understand your discount plan, you're not going to be successful presenting it, or you're not going to be successful. The patient's not going to be successful hearing it.
Yeah.
It's gotta be simple. One other question related to that is, I've seen a different format and I suggested the format of having some fee, like you said, somewhere between $150 and $299 that would cover the 2 visits a year. Uh-huh. I've also seen another format that is just a number. It could be $49 a year, $59 a year, something fairly modest that is simply a membership fee and then the discount on top of it. Doesn't include anything, just to be a membership.
Just a discount. So just, right. Yeah, I've seen that quite a bit.
I don't like that as well, and I'll explain why. But talk about that format, and then I'll share my thoughts about it.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a viable strategy out there. The cool thing I like about that is that it's you really don't have expenses, right? You're just giving a discount. So
the revenue is all additive.
It's all residual or passive revenue, which is a positive thing in my mind on the business side. But at the same time, I think I've seen tons of practice do that strategy.
So that's
which
not uncommon.
No, it's pretty. I think the most traditional plan is like yours, where they pay, you know, the $197 to $299. I've even seen in some states $350.
Yeah, you make it up. Figure out what it is. You make it up.
Yeah, and where they, you know, give the cleanings, the exams, X-rays, and on what we discussed. That's pretty traditional. I am seeing though more and more practices creating what they call just the straight up discount.
Can I tell you why I like the other one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Favor?
Yeah.
Because when someone's just plug in whatever number you like. Ours is you know, I recommend to our clients 197.
And that's a great number. Yeah. That's you're profitable usually.
Yeah, it's profitable. But why I like it is because the patient has then prepaid for their 2 visits a year and they're going to come in.
Yes.
And I like that plan. I like that because now it gives us more exam opportunities. If someone, it'd be silly to pay $49 a year and never come in, but there are people that do that.
Absolutely.
Or they come in once a year, you know.
I call that price point, whether it's $49 a year, is that what you said, Gary?
$70 now. You can plug in your number.
It's the under the radar price point, which has pros and cons, but yeah, most likely the patient will forget about it because it's so low and then they don't come in. So the positive is that you'll generate, you know, a annual recurring revenue, which I'm obviously all about, but, on the downside, that patient comes in, you're going to make more revenue off of the treatment plans of that patient.
I'd rather have them coming in.
Yes.
I mean, I'd rather have them coming in, and when you prepay for something, and that's what they're doing, when they pay the $197, they will come in.
Yeah.
And by the way, could they come in, you know, back to my Podfather skit that we shared on your
on
your podcast? What if the patient comes in for their second cleaning 5 months and 29 days after the first one on the membership plan?
You can do whatever you want, right? You're in control. So if they come in a little bit later, you could choose to go ahead with it, or you can not.
Wait a minute, you're not going to get the ruler out and slap them on the hand? I'm being facetious. They could come in. They could come in whenever they want. You know, yeah. I mean, but I like the former option where they pay an annual fee that includes the two clinic exams and x-rays, and then it keeps them coming. It gives you more exam opportunities. There is the other alternative, the idea of having a relatively modest annual fee. I've seen $49, $59, $69. Are those what you're seeing in that other format?
Yeah, with the just the discount memberships. Yeah, that's a lot of price points I'm seeing there. I mean, I've seen higher as well that are working.
You decide.
Yeah, you decide. It's up to the practice, obviously. But I agree with you. I think, you know, the traditional membership program where you're offering more value, right? And that's usually going to result in more people signing up if there's more value. So I'm big on traditional membership programs where there's, you know, some cleanings, exams bundled up in that, as well as some discounts. I think that's an excellent strategy. And then another question we do get is, what's the difference? You know, what should I offer monthly or yearly? And they both have their pros and cons. I love both models, and I encourage people to implement both a monthly, you know, membership fee and a yearly, because you're going to get, you know, some families that may not be able to afford the yearly depending on their size. I know here in Utah, we've got a lot of families, right?
Large families.
A lot of big families. So, the monthly membership plans are pretty popular here in Utah and in, you know, other states that are similar, with the market and the demographics, right?
Well, but I think in that price range that we talked about, maybe $20 a month for many people, they're thinking, oh my goodness, that's like the Starbucks money. That's
absolutely.
Yeah. You know, I have a lot of subscription services like that. I do apps that I chart, you know, that, oh my gosh, I can do that. You know, it's very, very,
it's a no-brainer. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, and the key, a lot of this is helping, you know, break down the barriers of entry to from the patient to come into the practice. Right. And a monthly membership program could be beneficial there as well. But I would do it if I were to structure it, and this is what I tell everybody, make sure that you sign the patient up as a year agreement, right? So it's a year agreement, but they're paying for it monthly. That's what you really want to do. And then in our system, you can either choose to do credit cards or ACH, which makes it more secure if you're going to do a monthly membership. But that's kind of my viewpoint. Yearly is obviously good because you get, like you said, you get prepaid up front, and they're more likely to come to those appointments. But either way, I think they're having a monthly and a yearly option with these membership programs is a great strategy for your practice.
There may be some very detailed oriented listeners, and maybe in the DISC personality style, they're S's and C's, and they might ask the question, Jordan, do you see much issues with declined credit cards or expired cards? Is that an issue?
That obviously can be an issue, right? With us, we allow, we do a reminder, right? If a card is declined or if a card is going to expire, you know, with our software, it'll alert the practice and educate them on what's going to happen, right?
My experience of this has been that it can happen. It's pretty much a non-issue.
Yeah, it happens. It's, I mean, obviously more payments go through than not. But we definitely, have some systems in place to help the practice handle that if it does occur. And if it does, the patients are your patients are awesome to work with most likely, and they'll understand and they'll, you know, oh, here's the new updated card information or whatever it is. Yeah.
So we've talked a bit about Boomcloud throughout the interview, but would you be kind enough to share a little bit about Boomcloud and what you do?
Yeah. So again, we are a software company that allows dental practices to create, organize, track, and automate an in-house membership program. We have a dashboard that practices, when they log into our software, that will show them their monthly or yearly recurring revenue, their month collected revenue. It's all the metrics you need to know, how much you've grown this month, because it is essentially a marketing strategy, and you want to measure your growth, and you know, our dashboard helps with all those metrics, measures cancellations or churn rate, which is another in the subscription world, another important factor.
Gotta love the data.
Data is good, right? You want data in a lot of things that you do. So it measures all that. It also measures online signups because our software does integrate into the practice's website and allows patients to sign up online.
They can do that digitally.
If you're doing digital marketing campaigns, you can send them to the plan's landing page is what we call it. And a patient can sign up, on the spot. We do that. We have a membership management section. We even have a in-house patient financing feature that we've created that allows you to do some in-house financing and add some interest and earn some, an additional revenue stream there for a practice.
Ah, very cool.
Yeah. And then
would you share the website address?
Yeah. The best way to, come and check out our website is going to boomcloudapps.com. And that's spelled boomcloudapps.com. And you can schedule a demo, see a live demonstration of our software. We also have a tour page where you can see everything it does for your office.
Jordan, would you be kind enough to share your email address in case anyone wants to reach out to you personally?
Yeah, anyone wanting to reach out to me, just send it to Jordan. And my name is spelled kind of funny. It's J-O-R-D-O-N. At boomcloudapps.com. If you do misspell it with an A-N, it still comes to me.
So but you got it redirected.
Got it redirected. Yep.
So I'll put that in the show notes. If you're driving, don't take your hands off the wheel. It's Jordan, J-O-R-D-O-N, at boomcloudapps.com. Yeah. So one more question for you, you may not have this at the tip of your tongue, but I bet you'll be able to give me a ballpark estimate. In your client base, what's the largest number of members that you've seen in a practice?
I have seen 1,500, around 1,500 members in a practice.
Whoa, that's a practice within a practice.
It's a huge amount, and I mean our system processes multi millions of dollars in annual and monthly annual revenue, right? For the practices. So there's a lot happening, and I can only foresee the industry.
Okay, you just lit a firecracker under my bottom because we're not quite at 1,500, but man, how cool!
We've even had people call us and say that they had over 2,000 patients on their membership program and are looking for a system but me personally, what I've seen when I've logged into our account and seen some dashboards, that's probably the biggest one that I've seen. Wow. Using our software.
So the reason I asked you that, I think that I didn't know what the answer was, but yeah. I think that demonstrates the opportunity that you have with in-office membership plans. I mean, seriously, a 1,000 to 1,200 active patients is a nice practice.
Absolutely.
Now you've got 1,500 that don't have dental insurance. My goodness, that's an amazing subset within a practice. So you've inspired me to build ours, even further. Maybe that's a good place to end. Jordan, I want to say thank you. Thanks for all that you do. You're an inspiration to me, and I appreciate the amazing customer service that you and your team deliver to your clients. I appreciate you staying on the cutting edge of this stuff, always staying up on the latest legalities and the latest advances. And I appreciate your spirit of trying to help dentists, navigate dental insurance. In fact, you have a podcast. Let me talk about your podcast. You're a fellow podcaster. You have a podcast called Navigating Dental Insurance. And that's on iTunes, Google Play, and I imagine any podcast directory of choice.
Yep.
So if you're listening to the Thriving Dentist Show, I know that you would also enjoy listening to Navigating Dental Insurance. You had me on as a guest, so maybe our listeners would like hear me on the other side of the mic.
It was a great episode.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. But Jordan, thanks for all that you do. Thanks what you do for our amazing profession, and thanks for your heart and your mind in trying to help dentists. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Gary. It was awesome being on your show today. I always have a good time.
Hey, I want to take a minute and thank our listeners. We love what we do here on the Thriving Dentist Show, but we appreciate you. You're the one that we do all this for. So it's three things you can do to support our show. Number one, you could tell a colleague about it. Many dentists have never heard the word podcast. Tell them about it and tell them about the Thriving Dentist Show and Navigating Dental Insurance podcast. Second thing that you can do is you can jump on iTunes and write us a review. If you haven't done that, I'll invite you to jump on iTunes and write us a review. That helps other dentists dentist find us in iTunes and other apps. Third thing that you can do is you can hit the subscribe button. It's free. That means every time, if you hit subscribe, whether it be on iTunes or Google Play, every time we upload a new show every Wednesday, a new show will be automatically uploaded to your listening device and you'll never miss a future show. The last comment that I have is some of you have recently listened to the episode, the solo episode that I did that was called Legacy, Passion, and Purpose, where I talked about how I intend to spend the next 10 to 15 years of my working career. And if you would have any interest in working with a coaching firm to help you develop your ideal practice, to help you become as profitable as possible, to help you reduce your insurance dependency, please know we welcome new clients and we'd love the opportunity to work with you. You can simply send me an email, Gary@Takacs, T-A-K-A-C-S, learningcenter.com. In the email, tell me a little bit about your practice and I'll reach out and schedule a time where you and I could have a consult. We could talk about your practice, talk about what we do, and determine if we might be a good fit for you as a coaching firm. On that note, let me simply say thank you. I want to thank you for the privilege of your time and tell you I look forward to connecting with you on the next Thriving Dentist Show.
When you cry, be sure to dry your eyes, 'cause better days are sure to come. And when you smile, be sure to smile wide, and don't let them know that they have won. And when you walk, walk with pride. Don't show the hurt inside, because the pain will soon be gone. And when you dream, dream big, as big as the ocean blue. When you dream, it might come true. But when you dream, dream big.